Environmentalists have tried for years to attach economic value to wilderness, to argue that preservation of scenic and untrammeled places is good for tourism. They have a stark example in the form of two annual trade shows in Utah, which trigger $24 million in spending. The shows are threatening to leave the state because of perceived hostility there to preservation of wilderness. NPR's Howard Berkus reports.
Wilderness is usually valued for solitude, scenery, wildlife, clean water, clear skies, and quiet. Quiet so deep it's hard to record. But here's an attribute which evokes none of that. A forging machine at Black Diamond Equipment in Salt Lake City spits out carabiners, palm-sized metal clips used by mountain and canyon climbers. Black Diamond is part of the $18 billion outdoor equipment industry, which makes everything from tents and Telemark skis to kayaks and Capeline shirts. Twice a year, every year, 12 to 18,000 industry manufacturers, buyers, and retailers gather in Salt Lake City to review the next season's products. Black Diamond CEO Peter Metcalf.
We have a group of very active, successful business people who aren't a bunch of, quote, tree huggers or environmental radicals. They're just practical business people saying, hey, we bring a lot of economic value to the state of Utah.
Metcalf helped bring the outdoor industry summer and winter shows to Utah.
The health of our industry is to some extent dependent in part upon there being wilderness areas for people to go hike, backpack, boat, climb, canyoneer. And if we can't get some kind of commitment from the state to show us that they're committed to that as well, we will move a show that's very valuable to the state and we'll move it to a place that wants it.
That's the industry's response to two recent deals between Utah's governor and the Bush administration. One removes temporary protection from 2.5 million acres of Utah land. The other could disqualify as much as 3 million acres more from future protection. Neither deal surprises Frank Hugelmeyer of the Outdoor Industry Association.
Outdoor recreation has been a second-class citizen for policymakers at the national and state levels when decisions are made about public lands. We're talking about policymakers who are holding steadfast in policies that were appropriate 50 years ago, but not today.
That's a reference to logging, mining, and energy production on public lands. But now there's a $24 million competitor, the largest trade shows in Utah. Diane Binger directs the Salt Lake Convention and Visitors Bureau.
Well, I'm not an expert on the wilderness. However, I am an expert on conventions, and I can emphatically say that if outdoor retailer was to leave Salt Lake based on political reasons, that it would impact our economy and our industry severely.
Some businesses say they'd suffer layoffs and even closure. So business and community leaders are appealing to Mike Leavitt, Utah's Republican governor. He defends the deals with the Bush administration, saying they break two decades of stalemate over Utah wilderness. That stalled permanent protection of some land while blocking development of the rest. But Leavitt says he welcomes the new economic pressure.
This may be an opportunity to bring thoughtful local government officials who have an economic interest in a recreation economy and enlightened economic interests from the outdoor industry and say, let's avoid the extremes. Let's find a way to make wilderness.
In fact, Leavitt says he'll try to enlist the outdoor retailers in a joint appeal to Congress for more than 3 million new acres of wilderness, which is precisely what the retailers say they want. But veterans of Utah's wilderness battles are skeptical. Malloy Dodds is a commissioner in Garfield County, Utah.
I wouldn't even talk to him if it were me. I'd say, that's the way you feel, pick up your stuff and take it to Denver. And like any other blackmailer, I think we ought to run them out of the state.
The Southern Utah Wilderness Alliance is more forgiving. Even though it wants three times as much wilderness as the governor and the outdoor industry initially seemed to support. The industry is a new environmental player, says Conservation Director Heidi McIntosh.
It's a different voice. It's business owners talking about the importance of wilderness to the economy. So I think that the governor and others in the state are going to listen to them in a way that they haven't been willing to listen to the environmental community.
Today, outdoor industry representatives sit down with Governor Leavitt, ready to trade their threat for more wilderness in Utah. They vow to use the industry's $18 billion clout beyond Utah, and they're getting pitches from Denver, Albuquerque, and Portland, Oregon, who say they're ready to host the outdoor retailer shows. Howard Berkus, NPR News, Salt Lake City.